Hello, and thanks for joining us for another edition of Face the Facts. I'm your host, April Moss. Today, I'm delighted to be diving into a topic that all of you are going to want to pay attention to. We're going to talk about alternative treatments to cancer, and we'll be talking about Lyme's disease as well with documentary filmmaker Megan Smith, who also has a background in molecular biology. So I'm excited to talk about that. But before we get into today's show, I want to thank our sponsor of Face the Facts. That is Beverly Hills Precious Metals. You can give Andrew Sorcini a phone call or head over to their website at bh-pm.com. Be able to secure your retirement, your savings, and start preparing to protect yourself against the rising inflation. So give Andrew Sorcini a phone call at Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Head over to bh-pm.com today. Tell them that April Moss sent you. Well, I'm so glad that you're here with us today, and welcome to the show, Megan Smith.
Hi, April. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. And your film that came out several months ago was incredible. It's a lengthy one, but it's so important. And you interviewed people from all different aspects. I really liked that you also had your friend's perspective, where she said, you know, I'm all about traditional methods of healthcare. I trust my doctor. I trust what he is going to say and the experts are going to say and how to treat me. But then you also delved into the alternative methods for treating cancer. And I know this is a topic that so many people are increasingly aware of as they see the traditional medical models of chemotherapy and radiation not working. And so tell us why you even went on this venture of starting to become a documentary filmmaker.
It was kind of a strange path. In 2007, I contracted late Lyme disease, and I was told they would never be able to cure me. I was going to be on high-dose IV antibiotics the rest of my life, and I walked out of the office and said, I'm going to find another way. So I came across, happenstance, a Rife machine, R-I-F-E. And yep. my acupuncturist and my friend at the time had a squamous cell carcinoma on his leg, and he wanted to try this machine also. So we both went on this journey together, and a year and a half later, we were both cured of our diseases that modern medicine largely cannot cure. And I said, wow, this is amazing. I'm starting to believe in this stuff. And right around the time I was cured, my husband contracted cancer, lung cancer. And I said, look, you know, you're stage four. We know what's going to happen. Why don't you try this machine first? So he tried it for 3 days, and his wheezing from his lung cancers cleared up. That showed me that something was going on. It was working, most likely. Yeah. And I begged with him to do it before radiation chemo. And he said, no, I really have to trust my doctor. And he was really upset, crying, and he never cries. He said, I have to follow the white coat. And, you know, we knew where it was going. So I said it was his journey. And unfortunately, you know, several months later, he was gone after five chemos. It was a cocktail of five chemos and two rounds of that, and he was gone. So I stewed about that for about 6 years. And it just kind of hit me like a lightning bolt. I need to get the story out. I'm already a journalist. I have a MS in biology. I have, you know, all these things, marketing skills. I was a lobbyist for 12 years. So I just grabbed a cameraman. And we flew 2 weeks later, literally, we were on a flight to EU. We talked to all these doctors over in the EU, Mexico, and all over the US. It's been an 8-year project, and I finally got it out. I almost gave up on it during the pandemic, but I finally pulled it back together and said, no, I have to do this. So here we go.
Well, so it's called A New Standard of Care, and I want to show our listeners and our viewers, rather, the website. So you can go there and you can actually watch the film by clicking on the link. You can watch the trailer or watch the movie. And it's called A New Standard of Care, Alternative Cancer Therapies. And you go into the benefits of vitamin C, juicing, Gerson, detox, and I might be pronouncing this wrong, Laetrile?
Laetrile, it's B17, known as B17 also.
Mm-hmm. Cannabis and poly-MVA. And just really investigating the non-conventional cancer therapies that are available. I think it's interesting that you have your, you know, MS in biology with a thesis in molecular genetics, because it gave you the background and the framework, I think, to be able to really dive into this topic. But you, I'd like for you to just share a little bit about your Lyme disease. Was the Rife machine primarily the primary source of healing for that, or did you use it in combination with juicing and detoxing in other ways?
I did have to change my lifestyle. Anytime you have a chronic disease, you have to, you know, watch what you eat, what you drink, mm-hmm. the air you're breathing, everything. So I cleaned all that up, but it was largely the Rife machine, because 2 weeks after I started to use it, I had migraines for 2 weeks because I was using it too fast. I realize now.
Oh.
Excuse me. And then 2 weeks later, I felt totally better for about one day. And that I said, this thing's working. So I'm just going to keep plowing through it. Yeah, so it was definitely the Rife machine. And I live in Virginia, so I've contracted Lyme a number of times, and I don't use antibiotics anymore, because if you don't take the right amount, it comes back with a vengeance. So I just use the Rife machine.
That's incredible. So tell me a little bit more about the people that you interviewed within your film, and just basically just give everybody a summary of what they can expect. You know, this is certainly a film that people should be watching if they have loved ones that are suffering with cancer right now or any other sort of autoimmune diseases. And just to get a framework and an example of just how corrupt our medical industry is and why we've gotten to the place where we are today, where we can't trust the white coats. They've given us nothing, actually, no reason to trust them, especially from what we saw during 2020.
So I laid the film out. It's 4 hours and 45 minutes long. So that's like two nights watching it. It's free on YouTube. Mm-hmm. If you go to that link, act one is about what we're doing today. It's about 30 minutes about, and it tells Christy's story and my story and my husband's story. And I'm also a screenwriter. So I did storylines through the film to keep it interesting and as uplifting as I could. The second act is all these alternative methods, all the doctors I interviewed. I also interviewed National Cancer Institute and American Cancer mm-hmm. Society. I got some really big interviews for this thing. I lucked mm-hmm. into those also, probably more badgering, but mm-hmm. I landed those. And so that was very informative. And then the third act is, I felt like I really had to put this in, and it's what made the film so long, why they're not being used. And that's the big question, because my friends were like, yeah, Megan, I see these people, these quacks talking about alternatives, blah, blah, blah. But why aren't they being used? I mean, if we had a cure for cancer, it'd be used. And I'm like, hey, you want to make a bet?
That's the naivety of everything, though. Right. They don't understand how much money, right? And money corrupts. And so this and love.
What other agenda? Who knows what they're on? You know, it's pretty evil.
Yeah. I mean, and you just think about what we lived through in the course of having the pandemic, and how alternative natural treatments like vitamin C and vitamin D were taken out of hospitals, were not being given to patients for care. You had doctors and nurses telling patients that vitamin C does nothing to help someone get better. I mean, these are words that doctors actually told patients and spouses of loved ones who were in the hospital with diseases. So the truth of the matter is that there are so many pharmaceutical companies that have bought and paid for the doctors and you know, the staff, and it's just it's much more corrupt than, and we really haven't had anybody expose this yet. Right. So to the typical person who would just has grown up in an era of just, I blindly trust people because they represent something that is what I consider to be a level of authority. And they don't do research for themselves. You know, they're going to find themselves in hard times if that's the mentality that they have.
And the doctors don't even do their own research. They listen to what their associations are saying, but also all these little mom and pop, you know, the private doctors we used to go to as kids, they've been all gobbled up by these umbrella groups like Mayo Clinic and, you know, just the big hospitals, Aetna, whatever. And they're putting out their own guidelines for the doctors to follow. I'm sure that's what was going on during COVID, because all the doctors acted exactly the same way, treated it the same way, get everybody vaccinated, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. And I do a deep dive in why they're not using them. I go into the academia. I talked to a Stanford doc who's brilliant and was really forthcoming. It's an ugly story, and it's really out of a playbook. All big businesses do this, and medicine's probably the worst. They mm-hmm. have so much money to throw around. Big oil's kind of not, they're in there with them too. So I used to lobby in the energy field, so I saw these other big companies act exactly the same way. And they're good at it, and they've been doing it a long time. And, you know, pharma has four lobbyists to one member of Congress. Four pharma lobbyists to one. I mean, how are we as consumers supposed to fight that? You know, and plus they have this revolving door. They hire them from academia, or they work at NIH, or they work at, you know, pharma, and they just keep making more money every time they go back to pharma, and they get stock options, and they just turn a blind eye and lose their code of ethics and morals and just follow the money. And it doesn't, the rest of us, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's an uphill battle, and it's one that I think Americans need to understand what we're up against, and it's why alternative therapies are so important too, because in most cases, I found that alternative therapies are much less expensive than buying into, you know, a big insurance plan and all of the insurance and the pharmaceutical companies, all of these things. I mean, vitamin C, that is not expensive at all to have. You know, the Rife machine, you might make a larger investment up front, but if that's something that you can calibrate to heal your entire body and for other people in your household, well, goodness, like that's amazing. I've heard a lot about the Rife machine, especially when it comes to curing cancers, but had never heard that it was used for Lyme disease. But it seems like, you know, really you can tune it to whatever is ailing in your body, and it can, the frequency goes towards that specific organ or target area.
Right. It's a different set of frequencies for an organism. So anything viral, bacterial, mold or fungus, it can kill. So, I mean, this machine, pharma doesn't want this thing to raise its head too high, because it would largely put them out of business, especially if it's curing cancer, right? So I wasn't even going to put it in my film. Everybody said, stay away from the Rife machine. They will, you know, they'll come and cut you off. And, but then the New York Times, wrote a journalist there wrote an article about his chronic Lyme and how he used a Rife machine, came out a couple of years ago. And I was like, oh my gosh. Well, I felt like, okay, the Rife machine's out of the closet. If it's in the New York Times, that's it. So I'm going to write about it. So I do a dive into that and how it works also in the film.
Well, it's an excellent, excellent film. Certainly everybody needs to watch it and share it with your family and friends. Again, you can go to the website that is linked in the bio here of today's broadcast, but it is anewstandardofcare.com, and you can sign up to be connected with Megan's email. She can send you updates, and also if you would like to financially donate to her film. I know it costs a lot of money to do a documentary, so that would be fantastic too if you're able to do that. But Megan, any last words?
Yeah, I actually did another film also. It's about breast cancer screening and, you know, mammograms, and we could be doing ultrasound and thermography. That one you can find at boobs.com. And I did these two films because I wanted people to have hope. I didn't want them to be afraid of cancer anymore. And if you get informed before you have the disease, because we're coming up to about 50% of us are going to get cancer in our lifetime. You know this stuff before you get the disease or your loved one, because you can't think straight when you get this diagnosis. I mean, I know I just froze up and my husband was totally frozen. So know this stuff beforehand, and you won't be as afraid of it and you'll have a game plan. You'll know what you might want to do, and don't let the doctors badger you and, you know, bully you into getting treated right away, because most of the tumors have been there 2 to 10 years by the time they find them.
I'm really glad that you brought up the other documentary, because I had heard long time ago, I mean, maybe 15 years ago, that mammograms were not good for women. And I choose to get thermography, but it's surprising. There's not very many places across the United States that are offering thermography. And it's such a great tool. It's easy. It doesn't hurt. It's quick. And it gives an in-depth look into what's going on within your breast tissue 10 years sometimes before a mammogram would pick that up. Can you just talk a little bit about that, about thermography and the advantages over that, and why women who are maybe being pressured to get a mammogram don't need to worry about whether they're going to get good treatment through the thermography?
Yeah, thermograms are great. I love them because they can pick up inflammation that can lead to a cancer. So in my film, I put myself in the film because I didn't know it, but I had inflammation in one of my breasts. I changed my lifestyle. Within a year, the inflammation went away. So I was probably headed down the road of breast cancer. There was a good chance. Mammograms are not low dose radiation. They spin it and make it sound like it is, but it isn't. And the denser your breasts are, the more radiation they're putting into your body, and they don't tell you that. So know that. And they're also not early detection. Like I said, by the time an MRI or an ultrasound or a mammogram picks up a tumor, it's already a solid tumor and it's been there between 2 to 10 years. So, and then they rush you into treatment and it's been there for a while. You can take a breath and think about, there's a lot of misdiagnosis. There are a lot of overdiagnosis. So make sure you get a second opinion if you do get diagnosed. And just watch my film. There's a lot of horror stories in there, unfortunately. But then I leave you with hope, because I give you another way. You know, thermograms they're approved by FDA, but they're not regulated. So we need to get that regulated, so that women, when we go to a thermographer, we know they know what they're doing. Because I think a lot of the people don't know. They have bad equipment. They have bad interpreters. So we need to fix that, because the people are going to start relying on it more and more.
Well, that, and you need to have a doctor that understands how to read the thermography.
Right.
Right. Because you can go to a place and get the pictures taken, but if you don't have a doctor that can assess what that is, and a lot of times those thermography places, that they're not giving you the assessment, they're just strictly taking the pictures, and you need to have a physician that is trained to understand thermography. So super important stuff there, Megan. And you can also access that documentary on breast cancer right from that same website, standardofcare.com. So a new standardofcare.com. Megan, thank you so much for joining the show today. And we really appreciate your tireless effort to get this information out to the public. I'm really glad that you continue to press through to get this done.
Thank you. And I look forward to seeing your documentary.
Thank you. I will keep you posted on that one.
Take care. Thanks a lot.